Without changes, an analysis warns the digital divide could lock Black and Hispanic people out of most of the jobs of the future. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a corporate culture story, in particular how an influential firm handles internal dissent. Facebook is ordering employees to knock off some of the political talk, at least on the company's internal messaging network. If they have a beef or a point, employees should take it through, quote, appropriate channels. That directive coming directly from the top, CEO Mark Zuckerberg himself. And it comes at a time when Facebook finds itself in the middle of heated social, privacy, and political debates coursing through the country. Marketplace's Nova Safa's on the line here. Do you read this as a coincidence? This crackdown is happening ahead of the election?
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty unlikely, David. After all, there are big questions, as you mentioned, facing the company right now, principally among them, what role should it play in curbing hate speech and misinformation on its platform? Employees have been increasingly vocal, even as Mark Zuckerberg has publicly expressed reluctance to have Facebook take on too much of a role moderating speech during the election cycle. And now the crux of it is that Zuckerberg is telling employees he wants political talk inside the company limited to certain channels, keeping it out of message boards, which management says should be about work-related matters.
Is it clear how a Facebook employee wants to weigh in internally is supposed to do that now?
Well, these are the kind of things they're still working out, apparently. The company has its own employee-only version of basically Facebook. It's called Workplace. And what's happened in this is this summer, Facebook has found itself under a lot of public pressure to do more content moderation. There's the ad boycott from major brands. Also, criticism was coming from employees. If we remember, some staged a virtual walkout for one day earlier this summer. And the internal message board started getting more posts expressing disagreements with management, political views. Some of that stuff has leaked to the press. And Facebook is basically telling its employees to essentially stop it. Keep work message boards about work. Let your colleagues choose to join heated discussions on other channels.
All right, Nova, thank you. Over the summer, some users of Facebook's Instagram app noticed alerts on their phone saying Instagram was turning on the camera phone even when they weren't on Instagram. Facebook says it was a software bug triggering spurious alerts, not the camera. But now an Instagram user is suing in federal court, alleging it's an inappropriate case of surveillance. Markets yesterday, the NASDAQ fell 1.3%, remains down more than 7% for the month so far. This morning, the NASDAQ future is up 0.5%. The Dow future is down 33 points.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Now to racial inequities, both now and deep into the future, caused in part by unequal access to technology and training. A study by Deutsche Bank predicts that very high proportions of Black and Hispanic people could find themselves shut out of 86% of all jobs by the year 2045, a quarter century from now. As part of Marketplace's Reimagining the Economy series, let's welcome Abhijit Walia, Managing Director and Global Head of Technology Investment Strategy at Deutsche Bank.
Great to be here.
How do you define this divide as you see it? You have many layers of this.
So the digital divide has been going on for quite some time. It's well telegraphed. The staggering divide, the numbers we found, was when it came to race, especially in urban areas, with Black and Hispanic communities 10 years behind the white community for the last 20 years. And that's what we try to highlight, whether it's access to connectivity, whether it's access to hardware, and of course, access to training, which is all interconnected. Large swaths of society in the country, especially people of color, remain behind.
Just so we fully understand this, if current trends continue, black people and Hispanic people will attain the level of digital connectivity of white people in 10 more years.
Yes, and you know, as we continue to persist from broadband access, the gap, but at this point in time, it's about 10 years.
There's a lot at stake. I mean, you know, what is the economy for? It's about people's livelihoods and well-being. And you forecast that in about 25 years, if these issues are not remedied in some way, you'd have a lot of people, especially black people and Hispanic people, who are not prepared for the work that is on offer?
Yes, the way digitization is going, and we try to keep a conservative forecast, some people say it might be faster as things start to get digitized and get elliptical. We believe in 25 years, one generation, you'll have 8 to 9 jobs in the country which will require medium to high level digital skills. And at current point in time, 62% of Hispanics and 76% of blacks cite being underprepared with digital skills. And so if this is not addressed, we're looking at large swaths of the population being either shut out or being underprepared for the jobs which will require these skills.
So, I mean, there's implicit in everything we've been talking about, but the idea is, as people think about ways of addressing persistent racial inequalities, the technology piece has to be addressed, you would say.
In the day of digitization, it is one of the most important parts of society, and having access to training and tech has a clear correlation to jump in income. And the highest jump we found in our studies was among black and Hispanic communities once they have access to technology and training.
Very striking data. Abhijit Wali is Managing Director and Global Head of Technology Investment Strategy at Deutsche Bank. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We're also covering the Club of Corporate CEOs, the Business Roundtable this week, embracing UN climate change goals and calling for something many economists have long supported, putting a price on a key contributor to climate change, carbon dioxide emissions. If you missed that on the air, it'll be in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed later. Among my colleagues working diligently, each toiling in separate locations during this pandemic to get the program on the air 6 times a day, executive producer Nicole Childers, digital producer Alex Schroeder, engineers Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.